Action analysis can be categorized at two levels, formal or keystroke level analysis, and what they call back of the envelope analysis. The first, the formal analysis, focuses extreme detail on task completion time and tries to predict how long a task will take. It also tries to predict the complexity level. How does the user interact with the keyboard in order to achieve the action? There's a procedure called GOMS, which stands for Goals, Operators, Methods, and Selection Rules. And this was a concept developed in the 80s by Cardmoran and Newell. The text covers it a little bit, but it reduces a user's interaction with a computer to its most simple actions, whether they're physical, cognitive, or perceptual. We don't want anything to be focused on other than the immediate action of finger on keyboard, hand on mouse. Only the initial interaction between human and computer should be analyzed in an action analysis. The second part, the back of the envelope analysis, concerns whether the action doesn't take a lot of effort. Think of search functionality, for example. The user has to type in a search term and hopefully they know how to hit an enter key. However, if you have an easy task that you want to test, an easy action, it's important because these can detect very large-scale problems. And the level of action for this type of task is under 3 or 4 seconds. Whereas a formal action would be something like checking through a user checkout in e-commerce, or maybe installing software or calibrating software. So these are two different methods of action analysis that can be used on your case studies depending on what the subject matter is.